Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very glad that everybody, you know, calling in and listening in to the show today. It's going to be a great show. We're going to take call-in healings. I've not really did a whole lot of that in the past, but now we're starting to do that since I've got Jason working with me, and, you know, he's going to help guide us through this. And I've did healings, but not a whole lot on the show. But we're going to start doing that, and we're going to start seeing people transform. Today is Thursday, December 26, 2013. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Hope everybody got, you know, got what they wanted, and Santa Claus was good to them this year. And, you know, the New Year's coming, and, you know, everybody's getting ready for the New Year's and ready to party. You know how that goes sometimes. But I ask for everybody to party safely and do the right thing. But, yeah, today I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the show. And like I said, the show is all about call-in healings. And how God is going to work inside of people and start transforming them. I know in the last couple of weeks, you know, people has been feeling ill, and I've been helping people, and Jason's been helping people, and we've been trying to get them straightened out. And you know, I've had some sickness in my own family, and I've been working with them too. And you know, when the Lord calls you, it's just something, you know, you've got to do. You know, it's just your calling, and you're called into your job, you know, that the Lord has for you. Jason, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you're able to be here with me today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man.
Yeah. How's everything going your way, man?
It's going good, man. Good Christmas. I hope everybody else had a good one, too. You know, good. Can't complain, man.
Yeah, there you go, man. But, I'm going to go ahead and jump in Psalms 91 right quick. It says, we live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by God who is above all gods. This is declared that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him, for He rescues you from every trap and protects you from any feller's plague. He will shield you with His wings, and He will shelter you. His faithful promise are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the darkness anymore, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Though 1,000 fall at my side and 10,000 are dying around me, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not be sneered. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods to shelter me. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near me? For He orders His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will steadily stay with you, with their hands you from stumbling against the rock on a trail. You can safely meet a lion or step over poisonous snakes, yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because He loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will sanctify him with a full life and give him my salvation. Praise the Lord. And it's amazing, just like that Psalm says. It says that, you know, when you trust in the Lord, He's always there. He knows that you trust in His name, and He's going to honor that. And a lot of times, you know, people don't honor His name. We use it for many different things. We use it for a tool, but we don't honor Him. We don't trust in Him. We don't stay in, you know, in prayer with Him, talk to Him. You know, we just use Him for what we need to, and, you know, the other times we don't have a relationship. But the main thing about that Psalm is, He's talking about He wants a relationship with you. When He knows that you have a relationship with you, He's beside you all the way. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the problems with the normal everyday church. They go to church every Sunday, but, you know, during the week they don't have a relationship with Christ at all. It's maybe, you know, a bedtime story or, you know, a bedtime prayer, and sometimes it's not even that. But when they go to church, they're praying and asking God to help them, and He will. Don't get me wrong, He will help them, but He's looking for those that has a relationship. And when you have that relationship, that's when you get full glory. That's when you get full blessings. That's when you get that full protection. And a lot of times when we're having problems in our life, you know, the enemy is breaking through. There's a little disconnection in our relationship. We got a problem in our relationship with the Lord. And it's that we're not staying with Him as we should. We're not praying as we should. You know, He's always with us, but He loves that relationship. And that relationship, it's not getting His attention. A lot of people saying, well, you know, more we pray, the more we're going to get. It has nothing to do with His attention. It's you. It's getting you more connected to the Lord. It has nothing to do with Him. He already sees you and everything, but it's you. You're breaking down your force field because you're not getting connected to the Lord as you should. And the Lord already has all the power in the universe. He already knows everything. He doesn't need you at all. He just wants you to build a relationship with him where he can work through you more. And a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people, you know, we go to church on Sundays and the rest of the time we're going to party and cuss and do what we want to. And then that weakens the relationship between them and God, and then they wonder why bad things happen to them. That's because that relationship is weak. And you see some of these ministers that they have this strong relationship. They're on their knees. They were not. Now, I'm not trying to get into a religious thing, you know, you've got to do that or that, but, you know, it starts out that way. It starts out building that full relationship, and then you get to a point, like me and Jason talked about earlier, you get to that point where you're just talking to the Lord like an everyday person. You know, you're just speaking to him. He's there. But you've got to build that relationship with him where he'll be there like that. Now, if you don't hardly ever pray to him, you don't hardly ever talk to him, except when a problem happens, you know, I'm not sure whether that connection is going to be very strong, you know. But it's very, very important to build that connection. What do you think about that, Jason?
Yeah, man, he wants you to use him as your main source of protection, man. Like you were saying, you know, he'll always be there to protect you. The thing is, God doesn't change. We change, you know. He's not going anywhere. And, you know, we change in our minds, man. We alienate ourselves from him in our own minds. And, you know, he just wants you to use him as your source for, you know, everybody uses God for a backup plan. Like they'll try, you know, all their other, you know, mechanisms of, you know, protection for themselves or whatever. And then they use him for the backup plan. But, he's trying to say in that psalm, he's saying, you know, use me for your main source. You know, he'll protect you. And, you know, he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He'll always be the same. And he doesn't change. It's just us. Who, you know, he don't move quick enough, or if something happens, like you said, you know, you go on and do your own thing and then, you know, blame it on God when you get problems. But, you know, he wants to be your main source of protection. So, yeah, man, you know, he's always there for you if you'll trust in him, you know.
It's all about the relationship.
Yeah.
Relationships.
Yeah. Trust, man. It's all about trust.
Yeah, trust. Yeah, trust and relationship. Because anytime you're in a friendship with somebody and you're a friendship with them long enough, you start building that trust with them.
Mm-hmm.
And now with God,
trust is earned.
You know, we
and love in the relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. See the thing of it is, God already knows all about us, and we know He's Almighty and all this and that. But us humans, we have this trust issue. A lot of us has trust issues because we're human. We're walking in a flesh suit. We have this lack, you know, and he knows that if we keep this relationship, if we become a friend with him, we'll trust him more. It ain't that he's untrustful, because God knows he's the God of love. He's always there. But it's us. We're the one that's got trust issues, and he wants us to break that veil, break that shield where we'll always be there and be able to, you know, accept him in. It's never him. It's never nothing to do with him. It's always us. He's trying to make our awareness open for him where he can come in and do what he needs to do to help us out. Now, like we said, you know, like we've talked about other times, you know, in the Garden of Eden, we didn't have no trust issues. He was always there walking beside us. Everywhere we went, he was always there. And then, unfortunately, the fall happened, and then that was broke. But, but, you know, he wants to build that trust back a lot in the Garden of Eden. He wants to walk with us every day, speak to us every day. He wants to get that back. And that's like, you know, like we know, that's why he sent his son down here to die for us, where he can break the veil that the enemy put towards us, the separation that the enemy put on us. That's why he sent Jesus to die for us, where he could break that, where he could regain that relationship with us. He yearns for the relationship. He wants that relationship. He misses us so much. We came from his body, man. Our soul came from his body. And it's just like he's missing his arm, you know. If you missed your arm or your leg, you yearn for it, you know. You want it back, you know. And he's wanting it back. He's wanting his body to come back to him. He's yearning for his body. But the thing of it is, his body is the one that's messing up their minds and not wanting to be reconnected. We get confused and all that. But he's wanting the relationship. And then when you build that relationship with the Lord, you'll start seeing things straighten up. You start seeing your life straighten up. You start seeing sickness go away and all that. And then you're amazed, you know, why didn't I do this before? Why did it take me 5 years to figure this out, you know? And
yeah,
it's kind of like I was dealing with this lady I think I've talked to Jason about this before, that I was doing leads for, and she'd been in Bible study for many years, and her and a few ladies in her Bible study started getting talking about the love of God, and I guess the Spirit of God came here and stumped that spirit of religion, and it was all broken, and then their eyes was open to see that God's love was pure, just not by, you know, what you can do or what you've got to do. It ain't nothing that you've got to do, and you've got to follow these five steps, and, you know, all that was smushed, and they saw the ever-loving presence of God and knew that they couldn't understand the Bible because there's something they was missing in their heart. They never did accept, you know, the Holy Spirit. They just didn't. They didn't, wasn't taught that. And if they did, they tried to do it through their confirmation, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to knock that. A lot of people have their own thing, and, you know, it works for many different people, but somehow they didn't accept that. And anyway, you know, she accepted the Lord and everything opened. And then she saw that relationship between her and God. And it was like magic to her because she was like, you know, man, you know, I was missing this the whole time. And I said, you know, the Lord has made a divine appointment for you to receive this Holy Spirit now. And at the time, I didn't really see it. I had no idea that it was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to go on. And Jason, I know a lot of that stuff has happened in your walk in life too, that you had a divine appointment.
Yeah.
But
man, you guys, like you were saying. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead,
man.
No, you got it. I was just saying, you're right. You know, the whole thing with the lady, man, that reminds me of something. You know, you said she got a touch of the Spirit, and, like, you can't trust God. Like, he doesn't expect you, you know, to, you know, it says we love him. We loved him because he loved us first. And, you know, and the same, you know, it says there's no fear in love. You know, perfect love casts out fear. And just like the whole trust issue, man, if you're trusting God, you know, you're not going to trust him unless he shows that love to you first, man. That's what's so important about the Holy Spirit. You got that comforting, you know, you got that presence upon you at all times, so you won't, you know, stray sideways or left to the right. But, you know, you definitely have to be, you know, touched by God to understand it. So it's not like people should beat themselves up, you know, when they're not trusting God. It's, you know, it's really hard, man. So
yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's cool, man. But, yeah, you've got to, you know, we got to build that relationship. And, you know, you don't got to, like you're talking about, you don't got to go say, well, at 5 o'clock every day, I've got to go. No, it's not that. It's just praying, you know, just talking to the Lord. And I've told a lot of people that receive Christ first, I tell them, just carry on a relationship in your car with him. Like, Lord, how you doing today? You know, I'm doing good, great day. And, you know, and read a Bible verse if you feel like you need to. I mean, just build a relationship like you would with a best friend, you know. And a lot of people, you know, they have a problem starting out because they've been slammed by so many religious beliefs that you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And it kind of gets them scared, you know. And one of the major things is start out slow. Once you're a new believer, start out slow. I do ask a lot of new believers to get to a Bible study group if they got one nearby, find a, you know, a nice church to go to, a Bible believing church. And a lot of them, you know, and just let the Holy Spirit guide you. If you feel pulled to a church, go to it, you know. Not by what, you know, your neighbor told you to do or whatever. Just feel, just ask the Lord to guide you to one. And most of the time, he'll guide you to the one that you need. And he's done me like that, too. And he's actually welcomed me in the church when I got in there. He's like, I felt this tremendous grace come over me. He's like, you finally made it, you know. But, yeah, he'll do amazing things like that. But, yeah, Jason, you got anything that's been put on your heart to say or anything that you feel drawn to talk about today, man?
Well, no, I'm just ready, you know, if somebody wants to call in, if anybody needs prayer, you know, or sitting here kind of just soaking in the presence of the Lord, you know, if anybody needs healing or whatever, call in, man. Just listen.
Okay.
I'm enjoying listening to you. I'm listening to what you got to say, man. So it's all good, man.
That's cool, man.
Good stuff, bro.
What I'm wanting everybody to do, if you know anybody, if you're listening now and you know anybody that needs a healing, needs a transformation, needs a working of the Lord in their life, they need a baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're willing to do that. You know, just get them to call the number. It's 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. And in the future, if you, we're going to have all of our shows close to the end, we're going to start doing this. So it's going to be like a normal thing that we're going to be doing every, I'll say every time we have a show. So, you know, if you can't call in now, you know, have somebody to call in, you know, maybe Saturday. We're going to do a show Saturday on Speaking in Tongues. So have somebody call in then. And, you know, we'll do what we can. We'll pray for them and see, get the Holy Spirit touch them. But that's one thing we're going to start doing. And what we're going to do now, we're going to go into a song. And we're going to go straight into a healing. And God bless y'all. And we'll be right back here in a minute.
Father, you're
welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light, and thank you for staying with us. Anybody needs, needs a healing, I ask you to just call in. It's 347-996-3615. If you need a healing, if you got a sickness, if you got a cold, if you got anything that's going on with your body, we'll pray for it and we'll transform it, and you'll see the Holy Spirit work through you. It's amazing to see the Holy Spirit work through you. I mean, it's so amazing to see the power of God, because it renews your faith. It lets you know that the Lord is really there. A lot of us, we've been going to church for years, and we've really never saw this power of God. And, you go on the street and you testify for people without the Holy Spirit fully in you, and then they're like, how can you prove to me that the Lord is real? I mean, you got a book here, how can you prove it? But when you got the Holy Spirit in you, you can prove it. And they're like, wow, this God's real. I want to accept that, something like that. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to walk in our authority that he gives us. He wants us to reveal the Holy Spirit to him. He wants this. That's something that the disciples did back in the day when he sent the Holy Spirit over them. They could do that. So we're going to go right quick to Alexis. She has a cold, a situation. Hello, Alexis. Welcome to the show. How you doing today, Alexis?
I'm doing okay.
I'm glad that you're able to call in today, and welcome to the Healing Light Show.
Okay, thank you.
What is your problem today? I think you said a cold or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jason.
Okay. So you just got a regular cold, a stuffy nose, and a sore throat, and all that, or? Hello.
No, I actually don't have a cold or stuffy nose, and I don't have none of that.
Okay. What can we pray for you for?
Direction.
Okay.
Need direction.
All right. Have you ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You speak in tongues and all that yet, or?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering. All right. So right now, Holy Spirit, just touch her right now with your power right now. Just fill her with your power right now, from the top of her head down to the bottom of her feet right now. Every muscle, every nerve, just fill her with your power right now. Every wicked spirit of confusion, I command you to get out of her mind right now. Every wicked spirit of fear and torment, you get out of her mind right now in Jesus' name. All confusion, I break your hold right now. Lord God, just fill her. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Fill me with the spirit of revelation.
Fill me with the spirit of revelation.
And wisdom.
And wisdom.
And understanding.
And understanding.
And just give me clarity in my mind. Okay, amen. The Holy Spirit, just touch her right now with your power right now. All through her body right now. Be filled right now with the power of God. Be filled right now. Just say, Jesus, give me a fresh touch right now.
Jesus, give me a fresh touch.
Holy Spirit, touch me.
Holy Spirit, touch me.
Now just touch her, Holy Ghost, right now, all through her body right now. Just give her revelation, Lord, to speak to her clearly. Father, just talk to her, and even in her dreams, Lord, give her some dreams, some visions and dreams, Father. Just make your will more clear to her right now. Holy Spirit, just touch her right now with your power. Give her peace right now, in Jesus' name, and peace right now all through your body. Peace right now. Holy Spirit, just touch her right now. Bring your fire upon her right now. Burn out all that confusion in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just touch her right now. So how you feeling?
My head hurting.
Head hurting? Was it hurting before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can get rid of it. How bad is it on a scale from 1 to 10? So that way you'll know.
Well, lately, I just be having migraines because I worry a lot.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Sometimes it ranges from just like my side of my temple, or it just be, the back of my head.
Okay. Well, that's a spirit. That's a spirit. So right now, you spirit of migraine, get out of her head right now in Jesus' name. Right now, you wicked spirit of migraine headaches, get out of her head right now, I said in Jesus' name. I break your hold off of her right now. Holy Spirit, just touch her with your healing power upon her head right now. All pain, go. Get out of her head right now in Jesus' name. Get out of her head right now in Jesus' name. All pain, I command you to go right now. And you spirit of migraine headaches, don't you come back either. You spirit of confusion, get out of her right now, you wicked spirits. All you foul spirits that are tormenting her, I break your hold right now. Loose your hold off of her right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your hold. I break your hold right now. You have no authority. Get out of her body, all confusion, all depression, every single evil spirit. You get out of her right now in Jesus' name. All evil spirits, get out of her right now. All pain, leave her head right now. Now just check your head right now and see. In Jesus' name. How's it feeling now?
It's feeling a little bit better as
okay.
I lift my head.
Mm-hmm. So right now, Lord, just all the muscles in her neck, loosen up all the muscles, all tension, all anxiety, I command you to go right now. All anxiety and tension, get out of her body right now in Jesus' name. All tension, leave her mind right now. All confusion, all pain, go. Down to a zero, Lord, right now. Bring your healing power upon her head right now. Angels, fill that room with your presence right now, with your healing presence right now, and make your presence known right now. All pain, go, 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 right now in Jesus' name. Down to a zero. Get out of there, you wicked spirit. I won't take no for an answer. Go. How's it feeling now?
It's feeling better.
Okay. What was this? Can you still feel it a little bit? Because we want it to go all the way.
I could still feel the tension in my neck.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all tension, you get out of her neck right now. All muscles relax right now. Right now, Holy Spirit, fill her with your power right now from head to toe. Every evil spirit of doubt, get out of her mind right now. All doubt, all fear, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear, doubt, and anxiety, you get out of her mind right now in Jesus' name. All tension, all confusion and fear, go right now. Get out of her mind right now. I command her neck to be restored right now. All pain, go from her neck and head right now, down to a zero. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. More Holy Spirit right now, more healing presence right now upon her head and neck. Muscles be filled right now with the power of God. Now check it.
You're feeling better now.
Okay.
That's great.
So, yeah, Just say a quick prayer with me. Just say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Just give me a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit.
Just give me a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit.
And light me on fire.
And light me on fire.
And give
Amen.
Me, yeah, give me revelation.
And give me revelation.
And understanding.
And understanding. I just felt like a wind on my head.
Yeah. Okay, that's the Holy Ghost. So, Holy Spirit, just touch her right now with your power. Baptize her right now, all through her body right now. Be filled right now. Be filled right now with the power of God right now. Bring your wind upon her right now, Holy Spirit. Bring that wind upon her. You're going to feel that wind come back. That's the Holy Spirit. Wind come upon her right now in Jesus' name. Do you feel the wind?
Yeah.
That's the wind of the Spirit. That's the Ruach. Holy Spirit, just blow upon her right now in Jesus' name and just consume her right now, every muscle and every fiber in her whole body right now. Fill her with your power right now. All you wicked spirits, you get out of her. You have no authority in her in Jesus' name. I break your hold off of her today. More Holy Spirit right now, more power right now, more glory right now. You feeling that in your body?
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Peace.
Yeah.
All
right.
Amen.
So, yeah. Amen. So, you know, just, all you got to do is just, you know, when you speak to the Lord, you just need to say, Lord, give me revelation. You know, give me understanding. Give me wisdom. And he'll give you those things. You know, in the book of James, it says, those who ask for wisdom, the Lord gives it to them, you know, gives it to them liberally as much as they want. but they have to be, you know, positive when they're asking. You have to be, you know, you have to trust him. He says those who a doubting man is like the waves of the sea, you know, tossing to and fro, and nothing he asks will be answered. So just make sure when you say it, just be like, Lord, speak to me clear, you know, give me revelation, give me understanding, and give me wisdom, and just leave it at that, and he'll give it to you, man. He wants to speak with you, so, you know, just how's the neck and everything going? Is it all the way gone? Cause...
Yeah, it's all the way gone. Now I can lift my neck and ain't no tension.
Amen.
It's
praise
just
God, right?
Migraines I get.
Well, don't think about them anymore, because I'm
going
to tell that spirit to go. Yeah, it's
gone.
And just say thank you for setting me free, Jesus.
Thank you for setting me free, Jesus.
And say you wicked spirit of infirmity.
You wicked spirit of infirmity.
And you spirit of headaches.
You spirit of headaches.
Get out of my life and don't come back.
Get out of my life and do not come back.
Now you heard her, you wicked spirit. Don't you come back, you spirit of migraines. I break your hold right now. Lord, just touch her with your power and your strength, and give her boldness and give her power to overcome this. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to give her a supernatural touch in the right direction. Lord, carry her a little ways, Father, and just send your angels to minister truth to her, to whisper truth and love into her ears, Lord Jesus, and just block. I put a hedge of protection around her mind. Lord, I block all the lies of the enemy. I ask you to just knock those fiery darts away, Father. Get them out of her life in Jesus' name. And that headache ain't going to come back. So just, you know, think positive and you'll be good.
Are you feeling more energized now?
Yeah. I'm feeling like I want to get out of the house. And I took a walk yesterday. So, no. But right now I'm just relaxing, watching TV in my living room. So.
That's cool.
How did you hear about us? How did you hear about the call-in show?
On
Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
That's
curious.
Cool.
Well, so you're. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just going to say, so you're good now? I mean, something, you know, make sure I want you to leave off of here 100%, you know, so you don't feel any pain in your neck at all?
No.
Amen. Praise God, right?
Amen. 100%.
Praise
yeah,
God.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, God's touched you today. And if you feel like at any time, just share, if you see the show on the Facebook, just share it to other people and let them know, you know, how the Lord's touched you through the show, and, you know, we'll be able to help more people.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad you're feeling better, Alexis. I'm glad that your headache's gone away. So.
Me too.
Thanks for coming on the show. And anytime you have anything, you know, just call in. We'll be more happy to help you. And, you know, you're welcome to the show. And come back and listen to us again. And we'll talk to you later.
I'm going to save you guys' number in my phone.
Oh, okay, there you go. There you go.
Do you have
God
this
bless
show?
You.
Do you have a show every, like, every day, or?
No, it's Thursdays and Saturdays at 10 a.m.
Okay. Well, I'll be tuning in.
Yeah. Okay. God bless you, and you have a blessed holiday, rest of the holiday.
You too.
All right. Okay, bye, Alexa.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
That's cool, man.
Amen.
You got released right there, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Are we on air still, or I can't hear you?
Yeah, yeah, we're still on air, man.
Okay, yeah, yeah. She got touched, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
simple,
awesome,
man.
To see
God,
how the Lord...
God comes through, man. God comes through. He's, you know, you speak His word, and He backs it up with signs and wonders, man. And that's what people need to understand. You know, if you put God on the spot, that sounds, you know, a little offensive to some people, but He wants you to put Him on the spot, man. And He wants you to put His word to the test, and He'll come through any time, man. You know, he's not a man that he should. Yeah, God said He's not a man that He can lie. You know, he's not able to lie, bro. And that book is real.
he's got to show His power, and He will. I mean, the thing of it is, when people see His power work, you'll start seeing things transforming your life, and you're like, wow, you know, God is really real, and you know, Jesus is really, you know, everything He did really happened, and then it opens a whole new world to you, and then all of a sudden, you know, start happening in your life, and things that you start doing, you start seeing things transforming your life, and that's what's so amazing with some of this. And
Yeah, that's so cool, too, the wind thing, because I swear to you, like the last 30, 40 people, maybe even, I don't know how many, have said that they felt a wind, a strong blowing wind just blow past them when I call on the Holy Spirit. It's so awesome, man. And I even had a guy when I was praying for him in person the other day, and when I put my hand towards him, dude, he said it felt like a gush of wind just came from my hand and knocked him back almost. He almost fell to the floor even, man. It was really amazing. So that's awesome. You know,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit will, yeah.
I know
go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
I've heard a lot of prophets and stuff here lately say that the Lord is opening a whole new thing, or a whole new strength to the healing of the Christians. And he said that Christ is revealing more and more of His power. It's more of His power in these last days that He's revealing, and a lot of a lot of transformations through His people is going to be a lot stronger than it ever was before. And you're going to start seeing more things happening through your ministry, dude.
Right. Well, Jesus, he said greater works. I'm sorry, man. He said, greater work, you'll do greater works because I go to the Father. He walked on water. He levitated up into the air, and I haven't seen nobody do that yet. So it's about, he's talking about now, these last few seconds. We're getting real close, man, and pretty soon, I expect to be seeing some amazing miracles. I can't wait. Each day I wake up, I'm just excited what I'll see. You never know from one day to the next, man.
It's amazing, a lot of things that's going to start, coming to play. But, it's great to have this radio show today. And anybody that wants to call in, you can call in now. And, this is new to our show, is doing a lot of call-ins. A lot of people ain't really actually heard a whole lot about what he's advertising, but some people, how they don't really get it sometimes, But, if anytime you hear a healing on this show, that can transfer to the people that's listening to it. The Holy Spirit can touch you through what you're listening to and touch you in your life. But it's actually even better if you can call in and just feel the Holy Spirit just come over your body. Anybody that's listening to this now that feels like they want to get a healing or just to receive the Holy Spirit or just receive Christ, whatever you feel you need, you can call in now at 347-996-3615. All the lines are open now. They're ready to, we're ready to let you receive the Holy Spirit, to let Him show His power in your life. And what we're going to do, we're going to go to one more song, and we'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. I want to thank you all for listening today. We just had a great healing a while ago. A lady had depression and stuff and migraine headaches. It was cleared by the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus came down and touched her today. And, you know, we're very thankful for that. We thank God the Father for everything He's doing. We thank you, Father, for your gifts. We thank you for using this show. We thank you for this show. We thank you for the people that you bring to this show. You're so gracious, Father, and we love you so much. You bless us so much. Sometimes we don't even recognize that, Father. We don't recognize sometimes the gifts that you give us, but we want to thank you for the known gifts and the unknown gifts that we don't see that you do for us. We want to thank you, Father. You're so gracious. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for sending us the grace that you're sending us now while we're talking to you. Father, you're so amazing that when we speak to you, that you're automatically blessing us and you're letting your face shine upon us. Thank you, Father. We love you. We dance in your presence. We know that we're a part of your body, Father. And we ask you to bless us now. We ask you to transform your grace on us now, God the Father. You're so gracious. Your love is so strong. Thank you, Father, for all the gracious things you've done for us. We thank you for our houses. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the food that you put on our table. We thank you for the healings that you do to us. We thank you for the friends that you've given to us. We thank you for the jobs that you've given to us. We thank you for the money that you put in our bank accounts. We thank you for the clothes you put on our backs. We thank you for the shoes you put on our feet. We thank you for the cars that we drive back and forth to work and to the store. We thank you for all this stuff, Father. We thank you for everything. We thank you for giving us each day to live here on this earth and try to bring more people to you, Father. We thank you for this. And at this time, Father, I ask you to transform, to heal anybody that's listening now, anybody that's listening to this as a podcast in Jesus' name, somebody's having problems, ear infection or something, in Jesus' name, that's gone. In Jesus' name, that's gone. I command that ear to be completely open in Jesus' name. Open now. Open now in Jesus' name. You'll feel that ear pop. Holy Spirit, feel their ear now. Pop. It's open in Jesus' name. Somebody's having problems with their legs. I see a leg. The Holy Spirit's transforming that leg now. There's problems with knees. And the muscle down towards the leg is being transformed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for transforming that leg. Somebody's having a headache now. Spirit of depression, leave. Spirit of migraines, leave in Jesus' name. We curse you and cast you off in Jesus' name. Leave now. Holy Spirit, hit that. Pull that thing off of them. In Jesus' name, thank you for doing that, Father. In Jesus' name. I see somebody has problems with their feet. I don't know whether their feet hurts or they got arthritis in their feet, but I see every joint, every muscle transforming their foot now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill their feet with fire now. Fire, 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 fire. Cook that thing out of their feet, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the muscles, the tendons in the foot, the bones in the foot is being transformed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this healing. Amen. Okay, I see somebody's having problems with their, I don't know whether if they've, this is kind of funny, they got hair growth problems. That's being transformed now. God heals all things. God's healing their scalp. I know there was something wrong with their scalp. It's being healed now in Jesus' name. I command the pores in the scalp to be open. I command that scalp to be healthy in Jesus' name. Be completely healed. Holy Spirit, fill their head now. Release anything. It's holding things back in their head. In Jesus' name, thank you. I see somebody's having problems with their fingers. I don't know whether they got arthritis in their fingers. I command that to be released now. All arthritis release in their fingers now. Their bones and their muscles and their fingers to be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed now. Transformed now. In Jesus' name. Heal that wrist in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for this all these healings that just transformed that we were praying about. I want to thank you for this. I want you to bless these people, each and every one of them. Father, I ask you to send angels to each and every one of these people to keep this healing transformation going in their lives. I want to thank you for that. And at this time, anybody that has not accepted the Lord as their Lord and Savior, ask you to say this prayer with me now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for being Lord. I ask you into my life, Lord Jesus. I ask you to forgive known sins or any unknown sins. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, Lord Jesus. I thank you for raising again for me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to live within my heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for all of this, Lord Jesus. Now I ask for the Holy Spirit to flow through my heart. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. If you just said that prayer, the Lord Jesus has just came into your heart. Welcome to the family. And I want to, me and Jason is wanting to talk more about the healings that has been going, you know, me and him's been doing. And he's been doing a few, you know, healings on the road, you know, close to his area. He does a lot of street healings, which is very amazing, some of the things that he's done. Jason, would you like to talk any about that?
Excuse me. Sure, man. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, man, the stuff the Lord does. You know, I see it on a regular basis, so, you know, I can't even really begin to think of all the stuff I've seen just in the last week, you know, people coming out of hospital beds, you know, cancers, a lot of it right over the phone, sometimes right over the phone, man, cancers, you know, cancerous growths, tumors just crushed and disappear, you know, instantly, metal plates and screws in people's bodies just being melted, you know, all instantaneous, you know, within a split second, you know, the power of God, you know, deaf ears being opened, you know, blind eyes starting to see, you know, lower back problems, anything you can think of, man, the Lord doesn't have any limits and you can't put him in a box, so, you know, all things are possible with God and just seeing amazing things, man, it's awesome. Like I said, I look forward to each day. When I wake up, I never know what I'm going to see, man, and, you know, even better, it's awesome just to see the Holy Spirit touch people, you know, and, you know, just to see the power of God, you know, hit people is amazing, you know, see that work on people, you know, different, every different walk of life, every type of person out there, so, you know, he is no respecter of persons, man. I see people, transsexuals, homosexuals, get, you know, healed and transformed by the power of God, and, you know, devil worshippers, Satan worshippers get healed, you know, and God will heal anybody. He loves all of his children, man, and that's what you got to understand. Nobody's unworthy of the kingdom, so don't count somebody. Yep. Count them out, you know, don't count them out until you give it a try, so.
Yeah, at this time, anybody that's hungry for the Holy Spirit, I ask you to hold your hands out. And Jason, can you pray a prayer for the Holy Spirit to hit them? Anybody is hungry for the Holy Spirit now, wants to see his power.
Yeah, hold your hands out. Put your hands out. Open up like you're holding them for someone to give you five. And just relax your mind. Relax, you know, don't think. Shut off your mind for a minute. Shut off everything in your mind and just relax. You know, our mind is the biggest enemy. So right now, and actually just say this, say mind. I command you to line up with the Word of God and just say, mind, brain, you are a horrible master, but a good servant. And just say that to your mind. Just say, mind, you are a horrible master, but you are a good servant, and you need to obey the Spirit of God. So right now, just anybody who's listening, Holy Spirit, just bring your wind upon them. Just bring your fire upon them right now and just touch them. Right now, Lord, I just release your anointing right through this phone just to touch anybody who's listening right now, all through their body, every muscle. Fill them with the peace that surpasses understanding right now, that awesome peace, Lord, right now, all through their body, every muscle, every nerve. Just fill their whole being with your mighty love, your intoxicating love, the wine of your love right now, Lord. Just give them the new wine experience of heaven right now, the vibration of heaven right now, all through their body. Right now, I break off any spirit of doubt that's causing a blockage from you receiving the Holy Spirit. Anybody listening, and I command your mind to shut up right now and receive from the Holy Spirit right now. All doubt, all fear, I command you to go and get out of their mind right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just fill them with your power. Fill them with your power right now. Oh, karabasite na karasa. Rosti larande de bakushi kedema. All through their body, Lord, right now with your mighty wind. your mighty Holy Spirit right now. Touch them all through their body right now. Anybody with a lower back problem, I'm seeing that in my spirit. So right now I break that off of your life right now. All bones, all tendons and ligaments and discs, I command you to line up right now in Jesus' name. Anybody with a neck problem, anybody with a problem with their spine, I command your spine to strengthen and straighten up right now and line up right now in Jesus' name. Sitara kasu taramasete rashele ramoroko mandrebakasi. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, all bones, all ligaments, all tendons, line up right now in Jesus' name. All carpal tunnel syndrome, anybody with arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome in your hand, I command it to be broken off right now in Jesus' name. Right now, Holy Spirit, start filling their hand and their nerves and their veins right now with your healing power right now in Jesus' name. All doubt, anything that's causing, any wicked spirit that's causing your mind to doubt this, I command it to go right now. All fear and doubt and anxiety, I break it off of you right now in Jesus' name. Loose your hold off of them right now in Jesus' name. Anybody listening, I command the angels of God to come from the third heaven right now and make their presence known. Bring your tangible presence upon them right now in Jesus' name. Bring your peace upon them right now in Jesus' name. Any wicked spirit causing doubt, I command it to go right now. Holy Spirit, just fill the room with your presence. Fill that entire room with your tangible presence right now in Jesus' name. And just continue to minister healing to them, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord, for your healing power. I just thank you, God, for who you are in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just bless them with all the desires of their heart, all the pleasures of their heart. Father, just touch them with your ecstasy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, man. That was a great prayer, man.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure that we're going to have some amazing miracles that's going to come out of these prayers and how the little prayer we had for that lady a while ago, I'm sure that's going to touch many people that we don't even know yet that's going to touch. And the thing of it is, when you hear about miracles, it opens us up where we can see more miracles, because once you open that little door of belief or just thinking about it, God can make it. It'll actually have a wiggle room where the Holy Spirit can go through that door and do more in your life and transform more things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the reasons where doubt shuts those doors and it don't want the Holy Spirit in. It don't want, the enemy don't want you transformed. He wants you to stay in the same mess you've been in for years, and then he's going to finish his job on you. And we don't want that to happen. We want you transformed. We want you to live the best life that you can live.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see you grow. We want to see your family grow. We want to see your family blessed. We want to see your job, progress, more money, more blessings come into your life every day. But that's one thing you've got to do. You've got to open that little door of belief where God can, come in. And, I mean, you don't got to have full belief. You can call it, the Lord to come in and do his own thing. But when he does touch you, it'll open that door a little bit more. And then you'll see God awakening you. God is not floating around anywhere. He's already in you. There's a part of him in you. It just needs a key to have that completely turned on where you can see things, grow, see things go, and that's a lot of our problems. Yeah.
God can only work in our weaknesses, man. That's the thing. If you're holding on to self-strength and in your mind, like I said, the best prayer to say to yourself, and it works, dude. You have control to speak over your body. Anything has to obey the word of God. And if you say mind, brain, whatever, you are a horrible master. I command you to obey my spirit, and you're a horrible master, and you're a good servant. You want your mind to obey you, your spirit. You don't want to be a subject to your mind and have your mind control your physical being, man. So, that doubt and that fear and that and all that stuff, those are spirits, that lock onto you. And if God can't work in your own self strength. If you've been a God person that your whole life, you had to be independent and you had to be tough and strong to survive in this cold world, God can't work in that. You got to let go and just be a yielded vessel, man. You got to be open and flexible, a pure heart, a pure spirit, and just let the Holy Spirit strengthen you. You got to be like a glove on his hand and let him carry you around like a little puppet, man. And if you just release all that self-strength, all that, you know, self-wisdom that you think you accumulated, all that, and just, you know, let the Holy Spirit, you know, have his way with you, then you will start to feel these things. Then you will get your healing. Then you will, you know, you'll receive the peace you need and all that stuff, whatever it is. You know, it's just when we, you know, I see on a daily basis, if you got a guy who's who or a woman, you know, they think they're big and strong and, you know, they're trying to be tough. And it's mostly out of, you know, hurt. They got hurt down the line and they're trying to protect themselves from being hurt again. And, you know, and that's just not a, that's not an area where God can work in. That's not a place where he can work. You see, you got to, there's two positives going on there. God is a positive. You have to be the negative. And then when those conduct, that can, those two touch each other, you get that power conducting. You get that Holy Spirit power that will conduct. But when we try to hold on to ourself, you know, will, our own strength, and sometimes we don't see that we are. We think that we're surrendered. We think, you know, just like the police, if they arrest you, you put your hands up. You're under arrest. You're not fighting no more. You know, they got you at gunpoint. You're not going to fight no more. You're done. Same thing with God. You just got to throw your hands up. That's why when you praise the Lord and you throw your hands up, he said, you know, lifting up holy hands, you're that's what you're doing. You're surrendering. It's a sign of surrender, like that white flag that you're waving, man. So when you do that and you just surrender to God, then he can heal your body. Then he can heal your mind. Then he can give you all the desires of your heart. He can transform you. You know, there's like a funnel that comes down from heaven with these blessings, and they just pour from heaven. And whenever we put our own self-strength or even worry or even fear or doubt or any type of control, witchcraft, you know, any type of control, it just blocks that funnel of blessings from coming down or the healing from coming down or the Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit. It's an awesome high. It's an awesome, tangible, you know, physical high that you can feel. It's an awesome, you know, awesome feeling. You know, it's not just a placebo effect or in your mind where you think it. And, you know, like I was saying, witchcraft, what witchcraft is control and manipulation, you know, trying to use your own power to have things happen. And you want God's power to be what, you know, transforms everything in your life, you know. And, you know, so that's what it's about, man. So anybody listening, I just break off that spirit of self-will, self-strength, self-power. I break that off. Right now I command your mind to be a servant of you. I command you to have control over your mind in Jesus' name. And right now I just break off any spirit of doubt and fear, any type of hindrance that's blocking you, any underlying issues that are causing you to not receive the Holy Spirit. I just destroy that right now in Jesus' name. And, you know, so amen.
Amen, brother. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing where, you know, when, like they say, when you give up, when you're at your weakest moment, that's the strongest time when the Lord can come in and transform your life. Like you said, you know, when we think we have it all under control, and God's like, yeah, if you think you have it all under control, go ahead, we'll see.
He said, you want to do it, you do it.
If you want to do it, go ahead, we'll see how that works out. And all of a sudden you fall and you're like, Lord, help me. I can't do it. And he's like, yeah, I know it. I'll just let you find out on your own, you know.
Yeah.
But then he brings his heavenly angels and lifts you up, and you start seeing the real will of God, and you get to see blessings transform in your life. And that's the thing about everybody today. It's all about you, you know. A lot of people's not no longer worrying about other people. They're all about what they can get.
Yeah.
What they can get, you know, how much money they can get, how, you know, what's the best job they can get for them, where they can have the fine cars and the big house. And don't get me wrong, that is not bad if you're walking in the will of God and you're wanting to help people and you want to use that money to help people out while he blesses you with that. Because sometimes the Lord will bless you with that, but that's only if you're walking in his will and his grace is working through you. But if you're not walking in his will and you're just all me, then that empire that you build will fall. Because like it says in the Bible, what you building it, are you building your foundation on rock or sand?
Right.
If you're building it on sand, the ocean will come by, or a big wave will come by and just wash it all away, and you see your empire just fall.
Yeah, so man. You're right. They're building their foundation on their self, and then it'll get blown away, man. And if you build it on God, then it's unshakeable. You know,
yeah,
a lot of people suffer. Yeah. I know a lot of people suffer. A lot of people suffer because they get so used to it, too. Like, I was just telling me that, man. There's a lot of people who just are like, you know, I'm just so used to suffering so long, I'll just take that. And that's not God's will, man. He wants you to have heaven on earth, you know. This is where heaven is, you know, heaven is on earth. He says the meek shall inherit the earth. The earth abides forever. You're not going to be going nowhere. You're here. You're here now. So his will is for you, you know, just like the prayer. He says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you know. And that's what you're supposed to be doing right now. You have the authority to bring heaven down now, you know. But the way you have to, you know, the way to do that is by letting go of your, you know, thought processes, your own, you know, self-strength. You know, Paul said his grace works in my weakness. You know, his strength works perfect in my weakness. His grace is sufficient. So, you know, the more humble you are, the more weak you are, the more less of your own strength you hold on to, the less of your own strength you hold on to, the more God's power can work through you. And, you know, and he does want you to have money. He does want you to have cars. He does want you to have health. You know, he wants you to have all that stuff now, but you have to have that thought process. He says, whatever a man believes, so he shall be. So whatever you're thinking, that's what you're going to get. People don't understand the mind is such a powerful tool. God made you in his own image. So your brain, his brain, when he thinks something, it happens. So you too, you also, whenever your mind is thinking something, if it's negative, it's going to happen. Whenever your mind is thinking something good, you know, whenever you're thinking positive things, those things are going to they're going to manifest into physical realities. So, you know, you have to be careful what you're thinking, because your thoughts are exactly what's going to be, you know, what you're going to have in your life. So, you know,
you get whatever you want,
you can have it. Yeah.
Yeah. He wants you to have it, but he wants you to build it on the right foundation. Mm-hmm. And once you're building on a foundation that he's created for you, then all your blessings come in. But like I said, if you're building on that foundation of me, not of God, but of me, then you got that sand underneath there, and before you know it, here comes that tornado and that hurricane, boom! And then God's like, well, I really enjoyed your empire while it lasted.
Yeah, I always got to stop and check my motives, man. My motives, like, what am I doing this, you know? Your motives are very important, man.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, I saw a lot of ministry, you know, that some, like, I'll say Billy Graham's ministry. He touched the whole world, but he built his ministry on the right motives. It's always been for the Lord. And I was watching one of his movies where when he first started ministering, he started preaching. He went up to the pulpit, and he had his mind all full of these things that he was going to say, that once he got up there, he couldn't say nothing. But, you know, like we all started when we first got in the ministry. He started out slow, like everybody did. But the thing of it is, he always built his ministry on the Word. Everybody he had in his ministry was full in the Spirit. They was really, really concentrating on the Word and really wanting to do the Word of God. And he actually had some people that was in his ministry that God cut loose because it was hindering the growth of his ministry. So the thing of it is, once you're walking in the power, and you can see how big his ministry has grown. I mean, he's 95 years old now, but his ministry is still touching people to this day. That's what's so amazing. But, you know, once you he built his foundation on the rock, and you build your foundation on the rock, you'll see things happen. And that's what, you know, I wish everybody would do, just build your life and your life on that foundation. You'll see blessings pour into your life. You'll see people getting, you know, healed in your life. You'll start seeing money coming in your life. You'll start seeing jobs come into your life. You'll start seeing blessings, and that's what I wish for everybody's listening to this show today. Lord Heavenly Father, I ask for your blessings to shower these people. I ask for you to transform these people now in Jesus' name. I ask you to reveal in their hearts things that they never saw before. I ask that to happen now in Jesus' name. I ask him to give them that yearning for your love. I ask this in Jesus' name. Give them that yearning for your love and show them who you truly are now in Jesus' name. Thank you. And
amen.
Jason, I'm getting ready to shut this show down right quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell anybody, you know, if you know anybody that needs a healing or anything, just advertise our show. And I want to thank you all for listening to this show, if it's on podcast or however you're listening to it. I want to thank you for listening to the show and tell more people about it. And if anything has actually touched you, if you've got a healing from the show or a transformation, go to the Healing Light page. Mm-hmm. And Jason's got a YouTube page. It's called Yielded Vessel. Just go on YouTube and look at, you know, check out Yielded Vessel, and you'll see a lot of his healings that he's done on the street. He has some amazing healings that happen on the street. It'll really boost up your faith. Things like that boost up your faith, and that's what we all need sometimes. But check out his page, Yielded Vessel. He does have a lot of things on Facebook, like we got Healing Light Show on Facebook. He's got all about your...
Oh yeah, you can check out on Apostle. My Facebook page is Apostle Jason Wade, and also I have a deliverance page. It's all about deliverance, you know, casting out devils, you know, spiritual hosts. You know, Ephesians says we don't battle with flesh and blood, but we battle with powers, principalities, you know, the wicked rulers of the darkness of this world. And I have a page called Demons Are Punks Incorporated, and it's all about casting out devils, you know, training you to get, you know, walk in that that anointing. And also I have a healing page where it's called They Shall Recover Incorporated, and it's about nothing, but it's about all healings, and it just teaches you how to walk, you know, in the power of God and how to heal the sick. And you can check those pages out. Pretty cool. So
yeah, go in there and check it out. And friend the Healing Light page on Facebook is on the bottom of the page there on Blog Talk. Just click on that and the Healing Light and friend all of us. And you know, whatever happens in your life from our show, post it on the Healing Light page. Let us know how the Lord has touched you, because when you do that, it'll touch other people and they'll see that and they'll want to call in and be touched by the Lord. Because our show is going to touch you, it's going to transform you, and then when it touches you, it's going to touch other people. But the Lord wants to use this show, wants to use this through you, wants to touch you through it. And when you do this, it just helps everybody. But I want to go ahead and say,
"Spirit of God is contagious, man."
Yeah, it sure is, man. And I want to thank you,
right,
Father, for bringing these people to the show this day. And I want to bless them through the week. And, touch their lives in a specific way. And I ask us in Jesus' name, amen. We'll see y'all again Saturday at 10 a.m. We're going to be talking about speaking in tongues, and me and Jason are going to be speaking about our experiences and while we've learned about it and some of the biblical verses about it. God bless you all, and we'll see you Saturday.